For right now, Lagos, let you and I have a conversation about family. There's nothing that brings family together like Christmas. In some other cultures, Thanksgiving as well. But Christmas is up there, you know, as an MVP when it comes to bringing the family together at the end of the year. You have lots of people who travel home for the holidays. You have lots of people who, you know, find somewhere where they can congregate as a family and have a great time. But it's not the same. That story isn't familiar for a lot of people. Perhaps it was when they were growing up, but as they grew older, they, you know, had to step away from their families for various reasons. You know, for some people, their father was terrible. For some people, their mothers were terrible. For some people, their siblings were terrible. For some people, it's a little bit of all of it. You know, there are people who come from families and they'll tell you that they feel like they're not from that family. They'll tell you that they feel like, you know, they were adopted or something like that, you know. For some people, it's a deep trauma that makes them disconnect from the family. For some other people, it's, you know, a blood brother or blood sister duping you out of a heavy amount of money and so you had to cut them off. For some other people, it is, you know, just simply because, well, these people continue to take from me. They take and they take and they take and I'm tired of it all and I just want to take a step back. I just want to, like, just let everybody answer their papa name, which is incidentally is your papa name, you know. And so they take a step back, a step away from that family, you know. So I just want us to have an honest conversation about it because it's one of those things, one of those topics that we often don't have, especially on public forums, you know. And you have people who stay with their family, even though it's a toxic situation for them. It's a toxic environment for them. It's an environment that is not serving them anymore, but they just stay there because they feel guilty. They feel like, oh, society won't understand. So it may be helpful for them if they're listening to the show. We've got over a million people listening to Hard Facts, right, in Lagos. So in that number, there are probably some people who have disconnected from their families, who have cut off from their families. And in that number, there are probably some people who are thinking about it. In that number, there are probably some people who are enduring things that they shouldn't endure because, ah, na my mama, you know, if you threw away mama. Oh, na my papa, you know, if you threw away papa. Oh, na my brother, you know, if you threw away brother. Oh, no, my sister, you know, if you threw away sister. And they're suffering in silence and they're not seeing that maybe the answer is to actually cut them off, you know. But is the answer to cut them off? I don't know. I want you to tell me. Have you had to do that? Do you have experience with that? What's your experience been, you know? Have you had to cut off a family member? Have you had to cut off members of your family? Why did you do it? What led to that? How has it been since you did it? 0700-993-993-993-993. You can also call us if you're a woman on 01465-7190. We don't have WhatsApp, but you could leave us a message on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're not streaming live, but you could leave us a comment on a post that we have up on Facebook. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
My name is Samson.
Samson, good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is my first time of calling your show. I've been trying several days. I've not been able to contribute.
I'm glad you got through today.
I have been listening to this show that has to talk about the lady that wanted to buy a car.
Yeah, but we've moved on from that now.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to continue. I never like what people are saying.
Okay, well,
marriage is a win-win.
We've moved on from it, but thank you so much for calling. Anonymous is on the line. Hi, Anonymous.
Yes, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I have asked to cut off from my senior brother, the firstborn of our family, recently.
Okay.
About a month ago.
Oh, okay.
Yes, for something very simple but strange.
Okay.
Our father fell sick in the last 1 year now. He's been down with stroke.
I'm sorry.
But he lives somewhere in Ondo State.
Okay.
And for reason best known to him, our firstborn has refused to go and see my father, at least to go and greet him.
Okay.
The annoying part is that he's been traveling to this same town.
Okay.
But he has refused to get home and greet our father.
Okay.
And I'm asking him, what is the problem? This man invested in you more than every one of us. Because when things were good, things were rosy, you are the firstborn. He established you several times.
Mm.
Even when you begin to have children, this man will adopt your children, train them to university level.
Okay.
You don't know how your children were growing up.
Mm.
Now, the wife is marrying. I don't know the kind of relationship they have, very toxic one.
Okay.
But the woman keeps going different places. I said, is it that you've gone somewhere, they've told you that your father is the one behind your predicament?
Mm.
Because to him, he's not living well the way he should be. Things are not good for him. He lives in his own house there in Ikorodu. I don't know what else he wants, but he believes his life is not good enough.
Mm.
I said, is it that they told you that this man is the one doing you? Or what exactly is the problem? His friend told me that he came to that same town, and I was like, wait, he came to that town and he didn't visit my dad? What has this man done for you? That my dad is worried. That what has happened to your brother? Why has he not come to greet me? We should tell him if anything has happened to him. I said, no, nothing has happened to him.
Mm.
So, and he liked to call me and tell me things. I told him last month, if you don't go home and greet our father, let him see you. He's not asking anything from you. He's comfortable. He has 2 houses over there.
Mm.
If you don't go and do the needful, don't ever talk to me again.
Wow.
He called me last week. I told him same thing. And he said, okay, that's the end. I don't want to hear from him again. And I don't regret it. Because he needs to tell me what exactly has my father done that he has refused to go and greet him. He's down with stroke.
Hmm. Goodness. I'm sorry you're going through that. Have you tried to find out from him why? What reason did he give?
Up till 3 days. My wife was angry with me that I shouldn't have talked to him that way 3 days ago. I said, let him tell me what has happened. What has my father done?
Hmm.
As far as I know, my dad did. He has not ever done half of what he had done for him. He didn't do it for others. Because he was the firstborn. He refused to continue his school. My father kept establishing him, not once, not twice.
Mm.
He squandered it. He was marrying different women. He gave birth from 8 days old. My father took over the children.
Mm.
They are graduates now, twins. The third child, my father paid till she finished school.
Mm.
What has this man done to you now? He's not even asking more. At least show care. This is your father. You are the firstborn of the family. And he has not opened his mouth. The annoying part is that he went to that same town and he refused to get home to greet my father. Then I have to tell him, no, this is the end of it. If you're not going to tell me what is happening, if you're not going to tell us the problem, then I don't want to have anything to do with you again.
Hmm. Anonymous, thank you for calling to share your story with me. That's quite an odd one. We've got Sam in Ogun State. Sam is a first-time caller. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is a very nice discussion this afternoon.
Okay.
I think, really, I don't support cutting away a family member.
Okay.
But sometimes it gets very, very toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And this would have to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I will just share an experience when I was very small.
Okay.
My mom wanted to leave my dad.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I was like 4 or 5 years old.
Okay.
I have only a younger brother. And my mom called the two of us and told us, for so reason, I have to divorce. I have to leave.
Mm.
And we had to be crying and weeping. I pleaded with my mom, please don't do this.
Mm.
I could still remember, where are we going to stay and all that? Mm. And thank God that she listened. I don't know what would have happened to us, the children today.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But when it gets to being toxic, like assaults, you know, I would not be able to advise anybody to stay.
Mm.
But other than that, I think there's need for patience. There's need for some endurance. Mm. Thank you so much.
All right. Sam, thank you very much for calling us from Ogun State. We've got a message here on Facebook. This person says, I've had to cut my mother off because she continues to get on me about being single, refusing to get married, and she continues to say that I have used my womb for rituals and that's why I don't want to marry. She's accused me of being a witch. She's accused me of wanting to what are you writing here? Okay. Being the one sitting on the family fortune. And so I've said to myself, that's it. I don't want anything to do with this woman ever again. On some days it's painful. On some days it hurts. But I'm going to hold on to it because for most of my life, this woman has treated me like... we did drag something. All right. Thank you very much for sharing your message with me. We've got Anonymous on the line. Hi, welcome.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for calling.
He just reminded me what happened when I was a child.
Okay.
I was just crying also.
I'm sorry.
Was sexually abused by my brother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just run away from the house and then come to Lagos. Just to... far away from them.
I'm so sorry.
So, just remember this. I feel so bad.
I'm so sorry.
So, I just run away from them and come to Lagos to stay on my own.
I'm so sorry. How long ago was this?
Sorry?
How long ago was this?
This is when I was 7 years.
7 years
but
old.
But now I'm 28.
Okay.
I still have to deal with this. Right.
Have you tried?
I remember, I feel like just ending it off.
I'm sorry. This is your blood brother?
No. But I'm not. Right now, I don't travel, but because of my two sisters, my younger ones, that's where my parents are live. So, if they're alive, I would have asked them freely. I'm their two child. Like,
were they alive when it happened?
Yes, my mom know about it.
What did
my elder brother is aware.
What did your mom do?
Yes.
What did your mom do when she found out about it?
Until then, he wasn't happy, but I had to discipline him. That.
I'm so sorry that this happened to you. Would you like to talk to a professional, like a therapist?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you like to?
Yes.
Okay. Please stay on the line so we can get your number, okay? So that I'll hand you over to a therapist, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling me and sharing that story with me. And I'm really sorry that this happened to you. Eze is in Ogun State. Hi, Eze.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for calling.
I don't want to do anything with my senior ones in the village.
Okay.
Because the most senior, when I'm trying to raise a building for village, he go against me.
Okay.
In the sense that in my place, there is a lot of stones there. Okay. I gather people to pick the stone for me. So he later come back and say he is the owner, the father is the owner of that stone that I should not pick it. He didn't tell me direct. He go to the person that is helping me to lay the foundation and complain that to him. So the man now come and say, this is what your brother is saying, no. That I should try to and they beg him. And ask him, how should I beg him? We grow up here together now. Why should I go and beg so people pick stone? They didn't even gather it to one place. It's a separate place. I gathered it and pick the stones. Then I pay them for the job they do for me. And now he's saying, he now come and say that it is father that gathered those stones there. So at the end of everything, the man advised me to go and buy hot drink and go and beg him. I went and bought the hot drink and go and kneel down, beg him, and they collected the drink and drank. I said, so this man mean this thing. So because of that reason, I abandoned the building for village. Up to now, I've not gone back to start to do, even if the block is there, everything is there. The cement I bought was also there. Everything does spoil like that. I said, how can my own senior brother, the one that I'm almost senior, can treat me that way? So because of that, I say I will not have anything doing with them anymore. I just abandoned them. And they didn't even care. So I don't know that situation. I don't know what to do. Up to now, I'm still in that pain today. I don't know.
How long ago was this?
That was about 10 years ago.
Wow. And for 10 years, you and your brother have not spoken to each other?
We have not spoken to each other. Even there is a time I go home.
Mm.
When he saw me, he ran away.
What do you mean run away?
He ran away. I just returned. You know, when you come back from travel, you want to go and greet the elderly person. Basically, he saw me, he ran inside and locked himself inside the door, inside the room.
Ah, you people don't talk on the phone, nothing.
We didn't talk on the phone. He's an elderly man. He didn't have phone. He don't know what it's called phone. So, but I know there is a problem with him. Maybe he tried to harm me, but the thing he's doing is not working. So immediately he see me that day that I came back home. He was afraid. He just ran inside immediately. I was asking the wife stand with her, with him there.
Mm.
So they were conversing when I want to go and greet him.
Mm.
So immediately he saw me coming to greet him. He ran away. He ran inside the room and locked himself. The wife telling I just saw him now. Two of them talking together here now. He's inside the room there.
He
did not come out until I left. Before he now come out and go inside his own house. So in that case now, I say, I didn't have anything to do with this again because they are planning to kill me. And when immediately I come back from that journey, I travel to Lagos. As I'm coming back in Lagos, I get a serious accident that nearly take my life.
Okay.
So those are the problems we are facing, my sister. Okay. You cannot, anybody that abandon people, there is a reason of that for doing that.
Mm.
Thank you.
Eze, thank you very much for calling to share your story with me. 99.3, hello.
Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
This is Noye.
Noye, thank you for calling.
My own is my brother. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you. Mm-hmm.
Our firstborn.
Okay.
Which is our thirdborn.
Okay.
That guy. I'm not sure. I don't think if I can forgive that guy.
Okay. Why?
You know what he did?
What?
When my father was alive, father, he doesn't come. He doesn't care about him. When my father now sick, Sandra, this guy did not even come to the hospital. My father entered coma. This guy did not come. Are you hearing me? We called this guy, did not come. When my father is about to die, that's the one he now showed up. You know, say my father died. After my father now died again, then I was 17 years, and I said I should go and live with him. Sandra, I live with this guy. What this guy did to me, I was asking myself if I'm in the same blood with him.
Okay.
Do you know where my bag was when I was with him?
Where?
Inside the kitchen.
Okay.
Sandra, inside kitchen, I mean my bag, they inside kitchen.
Okay.
Ha! Sandra. Hello?
I'm hearing you. I'm listening to you.
Ah, Sandra, if I remember this thing, tears going to come up from my eyes. My bag was inside the kitchen for years. I stayed with it for years. But anybody that comes, or our cousin and anybody, their bag will be inside. My own will be outside. I asked myself, what have I done to him? Nothing. Hatred. I just don't know why. I stayed with him. It did not feed me. Food did not feed me. Even my siblings were there. They are telling me that, I forget. I've forgiven him, but I will not forget it. I don't know if you understand.
I understand. Do two of you still talk today?
Ma?
Do you and him talk today? Do you and him have...
Even as I'm talking to you now, he's married.
Okay.
I did not go for his traditional marriage. His wife now has given birth to two, one boy, one girl. I did not go. I told them that I would never go. I did not go. I said never. I will not try it. If I try it, then I saw for myself that I will not go safe. I don't feel forgive them more. I'm
looking for Noye, thank you very much for calling and trusting me with your story. We've got an anonymous caller on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Sandra.
Thank you for calling.
I'm from Ikorodu. I want to be anonymous.
That's fine. Welcome. Go ahead.
So I want you to believe from my own experience perspective that the worst enemy a man can have is your blood relation.
Okay.
The person that's closer to you than any other person on this earth. I'm telling you from my own experience.
Right.
I'm from the family of Ed, from my mother's side.
Okay.
I'm the third born.
Okay.
From my childhood, they perceive me, even my mother, they perceive me as somebody that cannot become anything in the future.
Okay.
I came to Lagos in 1990. I work in 5-star.
Okay.
From 5-star, I did my O-level, everything. I gained admission into University of Nigeria.
Okay.
Without the experience of my relation, I finished in 2005. I went home. That was the beginning of my problem.
Okay.
I got this job, a contract job, with sponsored by Bill Gates. It was IIT that handled that job.
Okay.
They pay us in dollars.
Ooh, okay.
I took these dollars, I took it home, shared with my younger brothers, my elder sister. That was the genesis of my problem.
Okay.
All of them, I didn't know that they were helping me. I started programming unit like my master's.
Mm.
My brother called me 2 weeks to the exam that that program, I will not finish it.
He called you and said that to you?
He called me. He called my more immediate elder brother.
And said it to you?
And said it to me before man and God.
Hey.
I didn't finish that program.
Hey.
I didn't finish that program. From Mushi, I'm now in Ikorodu.
Why did he say it to you? Did he say?
I don't know. My parents, my mother, they spent everything he had on them to educate them. They know headway. So they were heavy. I was from one church to another church. If I got another job, I will not disclose the name of the job.
Okay.
I got another job. It's an international organization.
Okay.
So my manager, immediate manager, was hiring me for promotion.
Okay.
Will you believe that? You know, even my sister, my elder sister, and my elder brother, they know that the promotion is on the way. They call me and say, ah, your promotion, you will be promoted or something like that. I said, what is happening? And today, they sacked me from that job.
My God.
So when you see people that saying, I don't want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
See, I have second thought. Or when people say, these people, I don't want to have anything to do with him or her. You understand? They have their reasons.
They have their reasons. Anonymous, thank you so much for calling and trusting me with your story. We've got Michael in Ibadan, who's a first-time caller. Michael, hi.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling us today.
I'm quite interested in the topic that we are discussing now, on the issue of family.
Yes.
Now, as a person, my family, I would say I don't have that challenge.
Okay.
And a number of us only have that challenge.
Okay.
But I think one of the challenges I observe with most families is that first, we don't understand what a family is.
Okay.
Now, in every family, there's a mix of both the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm.
Now, anytime I meet a person that comes to me and says the family is bad, for me, that person is a red flag.
Okay.
The reason is this. All of us are a piece of a block.
Okay.
That means if your people are bad, I'm not sure you are good.
Okay.
Because you must be a product of them.
Okay.
Now, if our expectations are right, we will understand that in our families, people will offend us, just as we also will offend people.
Okay.
Now, learning to manage each other is the key to keeping families together. Now, our families, we didn't choose them. They're not like friends. Our families were divinely chosen. That means who became your brother was not your making. Who is your father is not your making. Who is your mother is not your making. Who is your child is not your making. There is some measure of a divine hand in who are our families. Now that's why we must understand one thing. The devil is against family. He wants to fragment humanity as much as possible. Because the more fragmented we are, the easier we are to be wounded by the devil.
All right, Michael, thank you very much for calling. I have to take a break. That's why I had to end that call. But thank you so much, everybody who has called in to share their stories with me. I don't take it for granted, but we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, I'll take a few more calls and listen to a few more of your stories. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili on social media. Don't go away.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 5:35 and we've been talking about family. Christmas is the season where families gather and celebrate the end of the year. But for some people, that's not the case. And that's for multiple reasons, like you've heard on the show today. You've been sharing your experiences with me, some of them pretty dark. And first of all, thank you for trusting me with your story. We have a message here from someone who said, who forwarded a message that her mother sent to her. The message reads, "Your brother raped you at a tender age and you waited for 30 years to report. Can't you see that you are evil? I noticed that you are demonic when I gave birth to you and you grew up with it." And, you know, she says that that's the reason that she has had to cut her mother off because, well, you know, she's been getting messages like that essentially for most of her life whenever her and her mother are not in good terms. I mean, how do you stay with a family member that says a thing like that to you? How do you continue to call that person your mom, you know, or your sister or your brother, you know? So for a lot of people who cut off their family members, there are actual valid reasons why they do it. And for this young woman who sent that message to me, I'm really sorry that, you know, you have that person as your mother. You know, it's not everybody who pushes you out of their vagina or who, you know, they cut you out of their stomach that is actually a mother. You know, some people are just, you know, there for the biology. You know, there's a lot that goes into being a parent, and it's also not about what you provide. You know, oh, you send them to school, or you did this, you did that. It's also not about that, really. You know, it's about things like this. Your child tells you, "My brother raped me," and your response is, "Why did you wait all this time to tell me? You're evil. You've been evil from birth." How do you not cut a person like that out of your life? Anyways, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. You can also be anonymous if you would prefer. That's also totally fine. 0-1-465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. We don't have WhatsApp available, unfortunately, but you can get in touch with us via Facebook. All right, let's take a look at all the calls that have been coming in. Some of them keep dropping off at the last minute. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Okay, for the purpose of this, let me remain anonymous.
That's fine.
Sandra, I've had a lot of disappointments in my life.
Okay.
And while growing up, I'm a young boy that... I'm very, very well in entrepreneurship.
Okay.
And because of that, I managed my mom's business while I was growing up.
Okay.
She saw how I was doing, sent me to Lagos because I gained admission then when I finished secondary school. There was no money to send me to school.
Okay.
So they saw how good I was in business. They sent me to go and do boy.
Okay.
So I came to Lagos. The person I even stayed under... Instead of putting me in the business, he told my parents. He put me in a block industry.
Okay.
I was molding blocks with my hands for like 6 years.
Okay.
After then, but to call the story, long story short, when I came back, most of my brothers, my other brothers, they were getting some money, but they were not helping the family.
Okay.
We lost our mom 2006. Can you imagine that I left where I was still a boy then.
Okay.
But the little money in all this Nizama I got from people, customers, all the gains, I saved up. I came back then. It was the night I came back. We were having family meeting that I was, to my amazement, they have not even brought that money for food that the people are going to even eat that day. I was shocked. I have five people ahead of me.
Okay.
None of them brought up money, both sisters and brothers. What I did, I went to my bag, emptied the bag, brought out the money there. Seven cars that went to that barrier, I swear the cars. We did everything, everything was successful. Fast track back to this present years, let's say from 2019. One of my brother, the one that immediately the brother. I was in Lagos before him, so when he came, he's into music.
Okay.
So when he came, he was like, he has this girl in the East. The girl got pregnant, and he had another child outside wedlock before.
Okay.
I talked to him and said, it's not good for you to leave your brother outside. Mm. If you love this girl, why not marry him? Marry her. I spoke to him, he considered. He went there, the girl agreed. They talked things over, they did the traditional marriage. He doesn't have any rented house in Lagos. I'm living in a rented place in Lagos with my wife.
Okay.
So when I called him, we are just talking on phone because he's the person that likes this kind of flamboyant lifestyle. He pays to hotel, he takes to get there. That was how they even met. So one of these days we are talking on phone. The phone was on speaker with my wife, just for us to, for them to know each other since she is not part of the family.
Mm.
So my brother was not telling me that he is begging the girl to stay in the East for him to go to Lagos also and get money to rent a house.
Okay.
But the girl said no. So my wife had the conversation. My wife told me on the background, why not tell the girl to come to us and stay with us since she's so persistent that she wants to come to Lagos.
Right.
That she come and stay with us. Then after, when my brother and I got his own apartment, they can now move in.
Right.
And she was pregnant, 5 months gone. She came to Lagos. My wife abandoned her own work. And that my wife hasn't even taken in. My wife was working and still taking care of her with the pregnancy.
Right.
With all her tantrums, everything, then I know these are part of the things that come with pregnancy with women.
Right.
I ignored all of them. They gave birth. She gave birth later. They later got their own apartment. Because she gave birth in my house. 3 months later, they got their own apartment. With everything we sacrificed,
mm-hmm.
Sandra,
mm.
Today, I'm not in talking terms with my brother. The wife is not even in talking terms with me.
Why?
And the simple reason is just that if I call my brother, I say, why haven't you even considered to ask about our dad? You keep traveling to East to play music here, play music here. He keep telling you stories, flimsy excuses. He said, why do I always like to call people in the East and tell them that he's having issues with his wife in Lagos? I said, I never did that. He said, okay. I said, okay, what are the things that I've said to them? He said that when they came to my house, they told me that nobody should know that they are in my house, that they are some people, they've already told people in the East that they've rented an apartment. I said, ask your wife, since she's here. Was she not the one that called our elder sister and told our elder sister that they are in our house? The wife said yes. I said, okay, what else are you accusing me of? He kept quiet.
Hello? Oh, no. Anonymous. Oh, no. Oh, I wanted to hear the end of the story, but thank you so much for calling to share it with me. I don't know if Israel is still there. Israel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
All right, welcome, Israel. Israel is the first time calling.
It's a pleasure. How are you?
The pleasure's all mine. I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, this is my first time calling into your show.
Okay, I'm glad you're here.
But the show I really wanted to talk on is that land issue at Magodo,
The
Shangisha landlord. I don't know whether I still have a claim to contribute to it.
No, that's over. That's over for now.
Okay, now the other one you just presented about that girl that was raped at a tender age.
Yeah.
And the mother is now, she's coming to come out to tell. No father, no woman, no mother will take it. Even me as a father. Something happened to you 30 years ago. The family has been forging forward. The family has been living in peace. And all of a sudden, you came up with such an allegation. It will take a wide west world to delve into it. And you know what it will do to the family. If you keep quiet for 30 years, man, it's a long time. I don't blame the mother. I'm not going to blame the woman for reacting the way I reacted to the lady. Because if it takes him 1 year, 2 years to cry out, at least the matter would have been dealt with. But not after 30 years, everyone is grown. Even the same brother is grown. And maybe the family is in peace. I want to shatter the peace of the home.
Okay, I'm not going to listen to that phone call anymore. Because I'm thinking about all the people who are listening to this conversation right now who were sexually assaulted, raped by a family member. And Israel is essentially saying to them, Israel and the mother of that caller who sent me a message are essentially saying to them, if you've kept quiet this long, keep quiet forever for the peace of the family. If 30 years later, she says it. Doesn't that tell you that she has not been at peace? Why should her own peace, suffer for you, the family's peace? Like, are your people... Okay, take a deep breath, Sandra. Don't lose your cool. Because no. No. Oh, my God. No. No. You don't... No. That... No. Simply no. No. Let me give you something from Golden Penny.
Feed their amazing with Golden Penny Amazing Day Instant Cereal. Amazing Day contains the power of four for strong bones, sharp eyes, and a healthy belly. Golden Penny Amazing Day Instant Cereal. Feed their amazing.
This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Now, men and women are different. We have different hormones, we have different sexual organs, we have different biological abilities. Women can have babies, men can't. At least not yet. Men have testosterone and are, in general, physically stronger than women. But most of the positions of power and prestige are occupied by men. The late Kenyan Nobel Peace Laureate, Wangari Maathai, put it simply and well when she said, "The higher you go, the fewer women there are." In the recent US elections, we kept hearing of the Lilly Ledbetter Law. And if we go beyond the nicely alliterative name of that law, it was really about a man and a woman doing the same job, being equally qualified, and the man being paid more because he's a man. So in a literal way, men rule the world. And this made sense 1,000 years ago, because human beings lived then in a world in which physical strength was the most important attribute for survival. The physically stronger person was more likely to lead. And men in general are physically stronger. Of course, there are many exceptions. But today we live in a vastly different world. The person more likely to lead is not the physically stronger person. It is the more creative person, the more intelligent person, the more innovative person. And there are no hormones for those attributes. A man is as likely as a woman to be intelligent, to be creative, to be innovative. We have evolved, but it seems to me that our ideas of gender have not evolved.
It's 5:47. Let's give you a chance to win on the Golden Penny Amazing Day campaign. It's 12 days of Christmas with Golden Penny. This is day nine of this campaign, and Golden Penny has, as always, goodies for everybody, and we've got six people who could win from this. So fingers crossed you're the next person who wins this. So let's see. You know, the first time we did this, right, we told you how to spell Golden Penny's Amazing, right? So it's AMAIZING. That's how to spell it. Golden Penny also wants you to, like, cast your mind back to when you were a child, right? With your parents taking you shopping, new clothes, shoes, wristwatches, shades, bags. Oh, my God. I don't know why, but this Christmas season is giving me nostalgia. Like, I miss those days. I miss those amazing days. Golden Penny has Amazing Day cereals. I've spelt it for you. I've spelt the cereal for you. I've spelt the amazing for you, so you know how that goes. Yeah. And the cereal is totally nutritious, contains calcium, contains protein, vitamin A, dietary fiber. It's available in 50 grams and 600 grams. And I mean, they're doing everything this season to dig into the amazingness of cereal. So as you're spending money and time with all the people that you love, with your smart, talented, creative children this season, you have to stay committed to feeding their amazingness. Gift them this amazing cereal from Golden Penny. Gift it to your kids, your neighbor's kids, the bosses that you don't like. Give their kids an amazing day this season. So we've got how many days left to Christmas now? We've got one more day to Christmas. Good Lord, we've got two days actually. Today is Thursday. So is it one more day or two more days? Anyways, you know how far. Don't forget to spend this season sharing love, creating unforgettable moments, and feeding the amazing of your children. And don't forget to take part in the Golden Penny 12 Days of Christmas Bonanza. So you can get online on their social media to win, or you can listen on this show and win. All you need to do is give us a call. Call us on 0700-993-993-993. Three questions. That's all we have. And six people could get lucky. You could be the first or the second or the third or the sixth. Let's go. 01465-7190. That's also another number that you can call. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Christopher. I'm calling you from Badagry, Kwakwa Prefecture.
Christopher, pick a number between 1 to 3.
I pick number 2.
Number 2, vitamin A found in Amazing Day cereal is good for?
It's good for health.
It's good for health?
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
It's my final answer.
All right, I keep listening. Let's see if you're correct. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Hello.
Fine.
What's your name? Good evening. What's your name?
Laddie.
Thank you very much for calling us. Laddie, pick a number between 1 and 3.
Number 1,
how many pack sizes do we have for Amazing Day? And what are they?
3.
Okay. What are they?
100 grams, 70 grams, 50 grams.
All right, keep listening and see if you're correct, all right? 99.3, hello?
Hello?
Turn that radio off. What's your name?
Okay.
What's
my name is Festus.
Your name is Festus. Pick a number between 1 and 3.
2.
Number 2, vitamin A in Amazing Day cereal is good for...
For healthy growth.
Healthy growth? That's your final answer?
Yes.
All right. Keep listening to see if you're correct. 99.3.
Hello, evening, Sandra.
Evening. What's your name?
Lumide.
Oh, Lumide, pick a number between 1 and 3.
1.
Number 1. How many pack sizes do we have for Amazing Day and what are they?
2 pack sizes, 50 gram and 600 gram.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay, stay on the line. Let's see if you are correct then. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah. Mustafa Zurakat.
Mustafa Zurakat. Pick a number between 1 and 3.
Number 1.
Number 1, how many pack sizes do we have for Amazing Day and what are they?
We have 2.
2?
Yes, 50 grams and 600 grams.
Are you sure?
Very sure.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, that's my final answer.
Okay, stay on the line. Let's see if you're correct, huh? 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Hello, what's your name?
Sorry, I'm on transit, though.
It's okay. What's your name?
My name is Lota.
Lota, pick a number between 1 and 3.
Number 3.
Number 3, what is the color of the pack of Amazing Day cereal?
Lemon green.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You don't sound very sure. Do you want to change your mind?
Okay. Can I change the question?
You can't change the question, but you can change your mind.
Okay, sky blue.
Sky blue?
Yes.
Are you sure you don't want to go back to your first answer?
Tell, Timo.
Is it gonna be lime green or sky blue?
Lime green.
Lime green?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Keep listening. We'll let you know if you're correct, okay? 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, how you doing?
My name is Ufoma.
Ufoma, good to have you on the show. Ufoma, haven't you already won?
They have not heard from them.
No, they should have sent you by now, no. When did you win?
On Tuesday.
Nah, they should have sent you by now. They'll send you a text with a code.
I entered it, but nothing entered me.
Try it again. So look at you.
After
just called.
They said it's used.
But see, you called and said they've not sent me anything.
I was surprised when I saw a text, so I now tried it. Nothing entered.
Okay, just tell that's Uforma. We'll have your details. We'll send you another one, okay? Thank you very much for calling. See, Nigerians. Oh, they've not sent me anything. No, but they have sent you something. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Emmanuel Duru.
Emmanuel Duru, you're calling our line for women. Go and call our line for men, okay? 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good evening, my name is...
Your name is?
Goodness.
Goodness and Mercy. Welcome. Pick a number between 1 and 3.
2.
Number 2, vitamin A, found in Amazing Day cereal, is good for?
The eyes.
The eyes. Are you sure?
Yes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Stay on the line then. Let's see if you're correct. Stay on the line. Let's see if you're correct. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name? Good evening.
Yeah, this is Chiba from Ikrud.
Welcome. Pick a number between 1 and 3.
Number 2.
Number 3?
2.
Number 2, vitamin A, found in Amazing Day cereal, is good for?
For the eye.
Is good for the eye. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
Okay, just hang on. Don't hang up so that we'll see if you're correct. 99.3, hello?
Hello? Thanks. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello?
What's your name?
Yes, my name is Joy.
Joy, good to have you on the show. Joy, haven't you won already?
No, I haven't.
What's your surname?
Yes, I haven't.
What's your surname?
My.
Your last name. What's your last name? What is your last name?
My name is Amada Joy.
Amada Joy. Okay, yeah. Joy. Pick a number between 1 and 3.
Number 2.
Number 2, vitamin A is found in Amazing Day, and it is good for?
The eye.
It's good for the eye?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, very sure.
Very sure. All right, hang on and see if you're correct. 99.3, hello?
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening to you. What's your name?
This is Nike from me.
Nike? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, Nike, welcome to the show. Pick a number between 1 and 3.
Number 1.
Number 1, how many pack sizes do we have for Amazing Day?
Two.
And what are they?
2.
Okay.
Two.
Okay.
50 and 600.
50 and 600 what?
300 grams.
Are you sure it's 50 and 600 grams?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, Sandra.
Okay, now, stay on the line. Let's see if you're correct. And while you're on the line and we're making sure that you are correct, we'll take a break on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're listening to Hard Facts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. The final 15 minutes of today's show is brought to you courtesy Golden Penny Foods. I think we're going to listen to a message from our sponsors. Let's do that. Let's listen to a message from our sponsors while we find out how many people have won so far.